I never stopped doing what I wanted to do anyway, even though a Marine was talking.
Okay, GR is OPS 6100. LMP 6500. Okay, Houston, this is LMP. LMP's OPS is regulating at 4.25.
Okay, I copy that.
And the GR is 3.9. At 3.9.
See that?
That might be, I started, let me bleed it off and let me see what it regulates at next time. I didn't have my hose locked, Bob, and it came off the first try. Bob, we'll take another OPS check later on when we know him. We're pressing on.
Jack, they're saying we better do that before you throw out the pusses, because you have to verify a good one for it before you dump the pusses.
Okay, we'll do that. Okay, Houston, we rechecked the LMP's OPS, and it's regulating at 4.25 again.
Is that a steady 4.25, Jack?
Yeah, it's done that twice now.
Okay, and it's steady once you do it, Jack, right?
Right, it's open now. We've been watching it for about a minute now.
Okay, we'll go with it then, Jack.
Okay. Okay, Bob, we're going to start the weigh-in process here.
Okay, we're ready.
Take a couple
of
minutes to get things squared away.
Okay, give us a call. We're ready to copy the weights.
Okay. Bob, sample 15 Echo has a bunch of dust that gradually accumulated in my pocket.
No fair, Jack. You can't go collecting samples after the EVA is over.
Say, Bob, right now I can't find the sample containment bag number 5. Number 5 collection bag will be in bag 3.
Okay, we note that. Thank you. Very good.
Okay, and we're going to cross out 3 on the bag and put a 5 on it.
Okay, or I think we could keep track of it otherwise, but that's fine.
That's for our reference, too. Okay, Bob, you ready?
Roger, we're ready.
Okay, bag 7 is 32. Bag 4 is 31.5. Bag 5 is 21. The big bag is 71. The ISA is 22.
Okay, we have those 5 weights there, Gino. We have 3-2 for number 7, 31.5 for number 4, 2-1 for number 5, 7-1 for the SR, the big bag, and 2-2 for the ISA.
That's affirmed. And we're standing by for your go for Genesis.
Okay, 17, Challenger, we are ready for jettison.
Roger, understand.
Okay, and 17, we'd like to keep out, loud and clear, 17. And Challenger, we'd like to keep out the original B-Swiss bag, the one that you launched with. So we think we're going to need that to stow samples in.
Okay, it's out.
Okay. Or it's in.
Recorder on. Whichever way.
We want to keep it in the cabin, right?
Recorder's on.
890 be close.
Okay, the recorder's not giving us any recording, though. See if I can't get a little reship out of some of these things. On your gloves, Jack, if you're... why isn't the recorder recording? Oh. Are we out of tape? The 8 hours on it. I don't think I left it on. I left it on. I probably did if it's on now. Thought I read it in the checklist, though. Don Arabian will never forgive me.
Shall we save ourselves some ass, Bentley? Unfortunately, Owen wasn't listening.
Well, it was okay up until, it was just this EDA if it was on, Bob.
Okay.
Because it was working when we prepped, I'm sure of that. Hey, get down your EV glove. And we'll check each other's connectors again. I'll take my cuff checklist off. Needless to say, you don't have to put your dust covers on, Jack. If that makes you feel better.
Bob, how long were we out today?
7-1? Standby. We got a tire someplace. 7 hours and... Seven hours, 15 minutes, and 31 seconds.
How many kilometers did we put on a rover?
We have an approximate total of about 36.1.
Boy, this one is really getting stiff.
Probably another half kilometer on that when a nav wasn't working.
I don't know. Yeah, we didn't get distance readouts all the time. We sort of interpolated those distances there.
Push on the button. Are you open it or close it?
Close it.
Try it. You don't have to push on a button to close it.
That rover mileage is straight line distance. There would be a 10 to 20% variable factor for skirting around craters and other excursions of that type. The experiment's support room expects to have a better total on the mileage sometime tomorrow.
Come on. This thing down here, sir.
Wait a minute.
Angle. Okay. Yep, this I didn't want. Uh-huh. Yep. All we need. Cluster Don, let's check our PGA connectors. Want to check mine? That's locked. That's locked. Okay. Okay. That one's changed. Okay. That's locked. 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 Over, I can't see. Okay, this circuit shall not be maintained at elevated pressure greater than 5 minutes. Okay, we want to do an integrity check here. Now, we're not going to use Reg A at all.
Right.
Okay, new gas diverter, full egress, verify.
Full egress.
Yes.
verify, you're going to verify all those other systems. Get back there. Cabin gas return egress. Verify.
Verified.
And through circuit release is a close.
Close it.
Gauge going closed.
Closed.
Okay, pressure reg. Okay, let's leave A off and pressure reg B to direct O2 circuit increase from a 4-0. And then go to egress and we'll check up EK.
Okay, going to
appointment. I should have.
About the perimeter, huh, Bob?
No, there's an outside chance that it's been a little cold, and they're hoping that if it warms up, it may take care of itself. But, no, everybody's very sad about that.
Well, I could sprinkle dirt on it, maybe. Let me go after the hatch, Jack. So about 0.2. Okay, you want that auto? I can get it from here. Okay. And a lock lock's on. Come around over here. Boy, I wish you'd have taken that duct out. With it. Gotta turn. Wait, what am I saying? Hatch is open, Houston.
Copy that.
Okay. Okay. And Danny's out there to hand us in the lightweight foot. Okay.